Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on July the 2nd, 2021. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stove.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the demolition of homes in Harare and surrounding areas, and other issues.
According to the Ministry of Health, 19 people died of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, and 1,357 tested positive for COVID-19. Zimbabwe has recorded so far 1,808 deaths since the outbreak started in March last year.
The ministry says there are currently over 10,000 active COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe, where 51,221 people have contracted the disease since March last year. The country has recorded 39,411 recoveries.
And the ministry also indicates that in its daily COVID-19 reports that over 780,000 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and at least 559,000 their second dose, which means the country is now above the half a million mark, but the country needs to have 10 million people inoculated for it to have herd immunity.
Zimbabwe has actually imposed a dusk-to-dawn curfew following an upsurge in COVID-19 cases. The country has identified several cities, towns, and suburbs as COVID-19 hotspots. These include Karipa, Karoi, Makunje, Mazowe, Marondera, Kwekwe, Makweru, and Maswingo.
Several suburbs in Bulawayo have also been identified as COVID-19 hotspots. They include Caldery Park, Emakandeni, Kulumane, Njube, and others.
In other news, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is in Lusaka, Zambia, attending a funeral service of the late former President Kenneth Kaunda, who died 2 weeks ago. Mnangagwa is among several African leaders attending the funeral.
In South Africa, it's still unclear of former President Jacob Zuma's whether he will hand himself over to the police following a 15-month jail sentence imposed by the Constitutional Court for contempt of court.
Yebo kambe izolukandaba linjani lapho khona endaweni ezihlukeneyo. Namhlanje ke uhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk sixoxa ngokuthiyeneyo ngokumqoka ngokwe-COVID-19. So masikhangela ke abantu abayi 19 babhubhe izolo. Wathi ke abayi 1,357 batesta positive ku-COVID-19. Sikwazi ukuthi ilizwe kususela ngombimbitho nyakenye selabantu abayi 1,808 asebetholakale bele COVID-19 abasebebhubha. Kwese kusithi ke nxa sikhangela uhlangothi lwezampilakahle lubika ukuthi kwamanje kulabantu abayi 10,000 abakuthiwa kubala lokho kuthiwa i-COVID-19 active cases. Kwese kusithi ke eZimbabwe kususela ngombimbitho nyakenye kulabantu 51,221 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19. What about 39,411 abantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we COVID-19? Xa sikhangela njalo uhlangothi lolu lubika ukuthi abantu abadlula 780,000 sebajova ijekiseni yokunqabela umkhuhlane we COVID-19. Kuthi ke abayi 559,000 abantu asebehlatshwe okwesibili. Siyabona njalo ke nxa sikhangela kwezinye indaba kuyakhanya ukuthi i-COVID-19 yamemetheka endaweni ezijiyeneyo ezinjengeKaripa, eKaroi, eMagunje, kuzobuya iMazowe, eMarondera, Kwekwe, Gweru, leMaswingo. Bese kusukuthi ke koBulawayo kulamalokitha njengeCoutts Park, Makandeni, Nkulumane, Njube, lamanye ajiyeneyo kuthiwa ke la ngama-hotspots. Sikhangela ke kwezinye indaba ukhona ngale kwele Zambia, eLusaka, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhona ngale. Lapha alanda khona ukuthi kwenziwe isikhumbuzo sika uSoyi Mongameli uKenneth Kaunda obhusele insukwana ebhubhile. So uKaunda ke uzancwatshwa ngeviki ezayo. Ye, siyabona ukuthi uMnangagwa siyo yedwa ukhona ngale kulenye inkokheli yezwekazi le-Africa. Kwele South Africa akwaziwa ukuba umnumzana uJacob Zuma uzasihambisa emapoliseni kumbe hathi kulandela ukutholakala kwakhe elecala lokuthi wadelela umthethwandaba. So sizakuza ukuthi kuyathiwani njengoba ele 15-month sentence in lay fakwe the Constitutional Court. Kulabantu abanye asebevimbile kunangale ke South Africa University Jacob Zuma kaindawo kunjalo ke mabulasi
aiwachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tikuenderera mberi tichitarisa panyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yekuputswa kwezvivakwa munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana munyika tichitarisa zvakare zvimwe zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino apo nhasi taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachienda kunobata maoko kuZambia apo vachiwanikwa ivo vachicherechedza kushayika kwemutungamiri wenyika yeZambia vaKenneth Kaunda vachiwanikwawo vachiendawo kunobata maoko vachinowanikwa vachinyora yatingati mubook of condolences imomo muHarare kumuzinda weZambia saka ndozvimwe zvatinge tikutarisa zuva ranhasi tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kuSouth Africa uko tiri kuona kuti vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika iyoyo vaJacob Zuma vakatarisirwa ivo kuti vawanikwe vachienda muchizarira kwenguva yakati 15 months asi tichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvichabuda here pamusoro pezviri kutaurwa izvi tombotarisa iyo nyaya yeCOVID-19 kuti pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 19 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda reCOVID-19 munguva yatingati 24 hours ichangobva kupfuura toona vanhu vari 1357 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 kubva mwedzi wamarch gore rapfuura kusvika iye zvinezvi pane vanhu 1808 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri totarisa zvakare kuti bazi iri rinotaura iro kuti pari zvino pane 10,000 vanhu vabatwa neCOVID-19 kubva denda iri ratanga yatingati iye muna march gore rapfuura asi takabatanidza vese vanhu vasvika pa51,221 vabata denda iri kubva muna march gore rapfuura tozotarisa zvakare kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri asi vakawanikwa vachiri kunda ava vasvika pa39,411 totarisa zvakare kuti iro bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pari zvino pane vanhu vanodaudzira 780,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yekutanga yeCOVID-19 uyezve pane vanhu 559,000 vawanikwa ivo vachipiwa nhomba yavo yechipiri tinotarisa zvakare kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo dziri kutaurwa idzo kuti dziri kuwanikwa dzakasungwa nechirwere cheCOVID-19 pari zvino uyezve nzvimbo idzi dziri kusanganisira kukariba kukaroi magunje mazowe marondera kwekwe gweru nemasvingo tozotarisa mubulawa yekune dzimwe nzvimbo zvakare dzakadai seCaudry Park emakandeni Nkulumane Njube nedzimwewo dziri kunzi nzvimbo idzi dzakasunga munyaya iyo yeCOVID-19 uyezve vanhu vari kutarisirwa ivo kuti vawanikwe vari mucafew inogara ichitaurwa iya panguva yemalockdown eCOVID-19 saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa asi tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yekukwira kwemitengo yekukwira mabhazi emazupco takaona mutori wedu wenhau wekumasvingo achitaura nevamwe vagari vemunzvimbo iyoyi yemasvingo kuti vatiudzewo kuti vari kuona sei kukwira kwemitengo yekukwira zupco irori saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa pari zvino gibs
yes let's start with the bus fares you know let's listen to this discussion or interview with one of the people on the ground. Hold on there, marvelous.
Vamwe vaitibatsira zvipipi rechichi vakavhariswa
So there you are, marvelous. So people are really complaining about some of these issues.
Aiwa, kutanga tukuona vagarwe kumasvingo vanga vari kushushikana ivo pamusoro pekuwanikwa watingati mutengo wekukwira bhazi nemazupo uchikwidzwa apo taona mutoro wedu wenhau wekumasvingo Gandri Maramba achiwanikwa achitaura nevagari ivava uyezve akawanikwa iye achinyatsovabvunzurudza anoona sezviri kuitika izvi asi izvi zvakare ndakawanikwa ndichitaura nemumwe mugari wekuHarare anonzi iye Tafadzwa anga ari kutaura iye kuti anogara kunzvimbo yeHeathcliff asi achikwira mazupko kuenda kuGlenview 8 uko iye anoti akawanikwa iye nzvimbo yaanoshandira vaiti hanzi vanogadzira masofa nemacheya asi vakasvika nzvimbo yavanoshandira yapadzwa nesitikanzuro yeHarare vachitaura ivo kuti pamusoro zvepekuti vari kuwanikwa vachikwidzirwa mutengo wokukwira zupko vozowana nzvimbo yavanogara nzvimbo yavanoshandira yeGlenview 8 uko vari kuita mabasa emaoko achichiwanikwa zvakare achikwanzwa vari kutotaura kuti ivo vakutarisira kuti vakutoda kuenda kunogara kumusha nekuti pari zvino havachaonera kuti vogarirei muHarare saka hakusi kuti vanhu vekumasvingo chete vari kuchema chema nenyaya iyoyi yekukwidzwa kwemazupko asi vanhu zvakare vemuHarare nedzimwe nzvimbo regaiti mbonzwa kubva kune mumwe akawanikwa iye achipwanyirwa nzvimbo yeGlenview 8 akawanikwa achitaura zvakare nemutori wedu wenhau Rutendo Mawere pamusoro pezvanga zvaitika kwaari
vangosvika kuseniseni vakutopaavapangu pese panoshandira papwanya kana warning zvayo ndarwadziwa zvakaoma zvakaoma
saa mungati marasikirwa nezvinhu zvino uwando hwakadii
nokuti tomboona kuma 1200 ndosafaranga ngari munomu ende havanopa kana warning ndakanotozoona zviro manheru kumanokwa kumabasi 776 kwanzi kanzuro yavo yachitoda kupwanya vanasvika kusenseni kunokusvika vatopwanya kare kare ndaodzia
but mapiwa chikonzero chekuti chete
chikonzi kwanzi tiri mudhuze nerodhi zvakanyanya saka varoda 10 meters from the road asi kunokwatakaita zvekunzi enda musenzera
apoapokunonga
ana ungouya ndakaita zvekutopiwa kunzi enda musenzera apo.
So there you are, marvelous. So this guy is very, very disappointed about what is going on, right?
Yes, that was actually a report done by our reporter on the ground, Rutende Maweri, where she literally, you know, spoke to several people, but this was one of the most touching reports because you can hear him taking a gasp, saying that he had just arrived there in the morning. He had heard about it the previous night that they might be demolishing, but he thought he would be in early enough to be able to at least stop them, but or at least be able to take some of his belongings. But unfortunately, when he got there, the deed was done. And he was explaining that the council told him that he had built his store too close to the main road, so they were trying to clear the way. But he says he was a bit disappointed. And the same thing actually happened also in Melford Farm, where we saw some younger generation who had this their own places where they were living being demolished. Our reporter Thomas Filipasi also went there, and the young man actually says now that his where he says has been demolished, he doesn't know where he's going to be voting on, because he said they were given that place by the ruling party, and also he said that they were given that place as youth, so now he doesn't know what to do. But you know, there's a lot happening at the moment. Oops.
Yes, we've got some people who are actually talking to Ezra Susanda in Bulawayo about COVID-19. Here is one of them.
So lapha ngihamba lapha mpofu abantu bathini wena ngabe khumana kutavanta vakurumu kanga kutoka kutindi watu wezo kutua wezo kutua ukutani kwa baba
kwa baba manji wanjo mdo sebenza usebenza kanya kundesu
amsebenze amsebenze
uwe kanya
Jawa pasti orang jalan mungkin amat teruk untuk tukar cair tukar. Anjuran kunci tuan sebulan lagi nak buat bisnes.
So macam jebat ciri pun nak balik ngaji lah.
Ayah ulang untuk buat tukar.
So ngau balik nak buat ulang maling kena.
Ah ulang maling kena.
Amat rendah apa ni?
Amat rendah apa nak?
Hey. Orang ngau kerumun zaman, nama tak usah cerita zaman pasti ada cuci, zaman tak cuci.
I am a man.
So, as kind of lady, we know one of my business has affected on Ghana.
As I've taken on Ghana.
Yes.
I'm
not sure. I'm not sure.
So, there you are, is Mr. Shepherd Mbofu. He was talking to SHS Spanda in Bulawayo. They are talking about, you know, the general situation in Bulawayo and Zimbabwe as a whole. He's a businessman, and he says business is very low because of these curfews, because of COVID-19. So he doesn't know what to do. He says you need to pay rent and all those kind of things, but you can't because there is no money. Literally.
I can just imagine. Apo chukunzwa mungwa mshina business wa kubulawa yiva chitaura iwo nemtoro weduwe na uezra chisa chisibanda kubulawa yiva chitaura iwo kutishunzwa kaoma ni kutivano sandra kunge yiva chibandara shunzwa kada yise rent asinema omera kaita jino shudikuwa neta pari jino.
Yes, let's bring in Mr. David Siampondo. Is here in USA. Maybe he can give us some other perspective in terms of COVID-19. Go ahead, novelist.
Vasi ya mpondo, tunaona muri mu Amerika. Kwa kamira sei kustate kwa muri kwa kupanya ye COVID-19?
Tunatenda, marvelous. Kuna uku, ningati it's a mixed kind of information cannot the status quo with regards to COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So mama states, nitaona utima mwe acho ma the infection rate, count my cases of COVID-19, anenge akati zikirei and they more like recording lower numbers by the passage of each day and time like in the state that I am
Kwandiri. Where are you, by the way?
In Indruku, Minnesota. Saka ma cases edu arukuti zikirei mbicha asikune mamu ma areas ose kare mchao na uti ma cases anenge achitikirei nekuti vamwe vacho vanga vari resistant pakuno tora nomba ze COVID-19. And kuma kunzimbo zakaita seidzodzo ndo kwa tukwa na makesis akati kwirirei. And tine makesis uo zvekare arikuratidza kuti pane varikubatwa zvekare ne COVID-19. Kunyange vakabaiwa nomba yekutanga nechipiri. Asi tikatarisa manamba evanhu iwayo mashoma. Maringe nemanamba evanhu vasina kumbobvira vambobaiwa nomba kana yekutanga kana kuti vasina kupedza zvekare. Saka tikatarisawo zvekare pamanamba evanhu vari kushaya nekuda kwedenda reCOVID-19 vazhinji vacho vanhu vanenge vasina kumbobvira vabayiwa and vakabayiwa vanenge vabatwa nayo vashoma zvekare vanosvikira pakushaya neCOVID-19 ndo mumiriro
wazvo. Kupanya yuko feka junto kada isema maski social distancing ni shume vanu varpu zitezira iri iko kwa mu.
Kwa ndiri kuna ukukuvanu avasku tezira kana tumtemo uruku wai sungira kutivanu wange waka feka maski waka sumuzwa kana tu waka viswa so mchaona kuti hakuna ma maski arupu pekwa and kana uchipfeka kana wapfeka maski ndiwe unenguwa zvidira kuti inini ndichiri kutyira upenyu hwangu enda handisi kuda kuti ndibatwe nechine COVID-19 saka ndichazopfekera hangu mask asi hausi kumanikidzwa kuti upfeke mask then chimwe chavari kukurudzirawo zvekare ndei social distancing kuti ingorambai muchingoita social distancing muchigeza maoko muchishandisa sanitizer nezvimwe zvakadaro asi mitemo yacho haisisina kunyatsa kuva strict kana kuti kusimbarara sezvainge yakaita pekutanga and izvozvo ndo zvimwe zviri kuita kuti tiwane macases eCOVID-19 but pakubayiwa kwenhomba vanhu vazhinji vari kuenda kunotora nhomba idzi and tikatarisa rate kana kuti patiri se USA itani about 79% kana ndisiri ku if I'm not being mistaken pavanhu vese patarget yatanga tinayo.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Siyampondo. Stay on the line. We're coming to you shortly. Marvelous, we've got a young man who lives in Turkey. You know, his name is Innocent Mandanire. He's a pharmacist. He has been doing a lot of work, you know. What he does now is he's got some lessons that he conducts, you know, with students back home. And, he, you know, he plays a key role in terms of people's his health. Back in Kutu. Let's hear his story. You know, he's got a very compelling story. Here he comes.
When I was at university, I just started a startup consultancy, academic consultancy, as well as the health consultancy. IMED Consultancy is the brand name of my small company. So I have been working in the region, in the Middle East, giving education to young people, writing assignments, projects, and also giving knowledge about health. I have been working with different partners, especially in Zimbabwe, students especially, whom I have been giving assignments, giving work, and it was a wonderful experience.
Precisely what you do, exactly, with these students and so forth?
Most of these students, we know with the issue of coronavirus currently, there is a disaster because they don't have a direct contact with their lecturers. Sometimes the lecturers don't turn up quickly. So they need help from us. So my company precisely works with young people to give them information as easy as possible. We have extra lessons for students online. I'm an online tutor. As well as giving information to the elders who are suffering from different diseases. We advise them on different medications and different pathologies.
Suppose I'm sick and I want to talk to you. How do I do it? And how much does it cost, you know?
You can reach me on WhatsApp, and my number is 050-533-841-9609.
Can you repeat that again?
+90-533-841-9609. Or by name, you can search for me on Facebook as Innocent Mandanire.
So now, let's say there is a villager in Kutu, where you come from, who wants
exactly.
to get some kind of assistance from you. How much will that villager pay to access your services?
Practically, we are working so hard in the rural Zimbabwe. We have two projects which are ongoing. The first project is about BP and blood sugar checking. We are starting this campaign on 3 July. So all parents who are in Kutu, you can go to Mr. Mandanire's homestead for BP and blood glucose checking. And we are doing it free of charge. When it comes to students, I'm working so hard currently to bring up a library, a community library, so that we can help these young people who are living in the village. They walk long distances and they need our help. It is our responsibility as partners, local and abroad, to remember those whom we left back home. So currently, I am advising young people, especially on career guidance, free of charge.
You are marvelous. This young man is really doing a lot of work, you know, down there in Kutu and online, all these kind of things, especially during this COVID period. So what do you think about this?
Very interesting and very energetic, and I'm sure he'll be able to reach a lot of people that need. To us, it sounds like something very basic, but it's not. It's a need. And, you know, if you don't check your high blood pressure, this is when, you know, things like stroke. And doctors say it's a silent killer, so he's doing a great job.
and is teaching the kids online, you know. And he says all this is free because he grew up in Kutu and was telling me a very nice story about his life as a young man. He says he used to walk about 14 kilometers a day to get basic education. And the first time that he saw some lights in the cities was when he was going past Harare to USA, where he had to do pharmacy and all these kind of things. So let's listen to his story. He's got some more to tell here.
Zvinotenda chose makadii vabereki vekuZimbabwe zvikurusei vabereki vanobva kumasvingo kwaGutu ndinokutendai chaizvo nekundivira kwamakaita nekundichomira kuno kuchikoro kure kwandiri ndinotenda nerudo rwakadaro pari zvino tine chirongwa chatiinacho chekuti tinoda kuti vabereki vedu mose munge muchienda muchinotarirwa ropa renyu zvikurusei maringe neBP pamwe chete neshuga mumuviri menyu. Zvinonzi vakazhinji zvipatara zviri kure nemi munofamba michinhu yakareba kuti munge muchiwana zvandiri kutaura izvi. Asi zuva ranhasi ndinotenda nekuti ndimi vakuru makataura muchiti afamba apota. Kwatakauya kuno takaonawo kuti vari kuno vakuru vanorarama upenyu hwakareba, upenyu hunofadza. Chikonzero mishonga inenge iripo nemikana yekuti vange vachinotestiwa. Saka pari zvino, ini neshamwari dzangu, tiri kushanda zvakanyanya-nyanya kuti imi munge muine mukana, ukinge muwane nzvimbo yekuenda muchinotestwa freely pasina kana mari inobhadharwa. Zviite izvozvo nekubata nhamba dzangu dzandataura dzinoti +90 533 841 9609 +90 533 841 9609. Munogona kudibatawo zvakare kubudikidza nezita rinonzi Innocent Madanile paFacebook. Kana paine vana vari kumachallenge, taurirai vabereki venyu kuti munokwanisa kuenda pamusha wavamadanire kwachitsa kwachokera muraindiro kwatavhuta kana kuti tichaurawa. Moenda monotestwa motarirwa ropa. Tinoda vabereki vedu. Ndinorwadziwa chaizvo kuti vabereki vamwe vakatituma kuti tiuye kuzodzidza. Havatisiko vakashaya. Vava vanasoro jena varere zvavo muhapa dzemakomo. Tinopembera kuti tinovatenda nezvavakatiitira nekutiendesa kuzvikoro. So pari zvino taakudzokera kunzvimbo dzatakabva. Saka ndinokurudzira vakuru vose kwamuri mese kuti munzwe mashoko angu ekuti endai munotarirwa ropa. Vechidiki tine chirongwa zvakare chatinoda kutanga mumwedzi wanyamavhuvhu chekuti munge muchiwana freedom from madrugs. Zvichida wakanga uri pamadrugs uchitorawo zvinoputa zvinodhaka. Asi tinokuda kuti uye wedu udzoke ushande nesu. Saka tichakubatsira kuti wopedza sei doro rawanga watanga kana kuti zvaunoputa zvinodhaka. Ende izvi tiri kuzvitaura murudo nekuti tinokuda. Uri mumwe wedu. Iwe neni tine basa rokuvaka Zimbabwe. Ndatenda.
There you are, marvelous. Very energetic young man doing a lot of things there. Right?
Very energetic, and he's, you know, talking about something that's really a pandemic in Zimbabwe, the issue of the youth taking illicit drugs. We actually had a program on the women's show where we had a young lady called Tamar who came up and really recounted how she got involved with a gang in Chitungwiza, and they had started, you know, misusing illicit drugs, but she's now recovering with the help of an organization. Which, you know, one of our ladies here from York, Savannah Madame Mombe, and her sister are running in Zimbabwe at the moment. So interesting that this guy is doing this. Hopefully they will link up and be able to assist those young people that are coming out of illicit drugs.
Mr. Siampondo, what do you think about such young men doing such wonderful jobs, you know, work in Zim?
Well, it's rather unfortunate I wasn't hearing what the young
man... Okay, what the young man does is he's got a company that is set up, is sort of like a startup. So he helps elderly people in terms of, you know, treatments, high blood pressure, and other things. You know, he'll be taking them. At the same time, he has got some online education for free, you know, for Zimbabweans. So that's basically what he does.
Well, Gibbs, I think it sounds really good, and that's a sector or that's something or a service that is in short supply within our country. And where it is given, most of the time you see that there's a payment attached to that. So having a young man who's doing such a wonderful piece of job within our country, really, it's something that we have to applaud as a nation. and also encourage as many people with capacity to help. So if you look at the effects of high blood pressure and all the other stuff that you mentioned, you will see that it's an area that we haven't invested much. Yet it's a silent killer disease, as it has been noted by WHO and all those public health or health practitioners. So to me, this is a commendable job and task this young man is doing. And I wish so many people also join him to give such important services to our people and our nation.
Thank you very much. We also have Nomsa Nekavana of the Mopane Foundation. So the Mopane Foundation has not been able to raise money due to COVID-19. There are no dinners. There are, you know, these events that they used to do, but now they've run dry. So at the end of the day, they are looking for money to set up to drill a bowl in Richmond, in Bulawayo. They are catering for many kids, and most of these kids are orphans. Let's hear a story and their appeal.
Well, for kids that were supporting in rural Zimbabwe, which is Mkai, Cholocho, Kezi, Shirugi, and in Madopo. So we've got 37 kids in total that were supporting. The youngest one so far is in grade 7 in rural areas. And in Bulawayo, the youngest, we've got 11 in Bulawayo right now that live, they reside in Richmond area in Bulawayo. So the youngest one there is in Form 2. Then we've got four Form 4s, and we've got one varsity there that live there. So the thing is, at the moment, we've been surviving on donations and doing fundraising. But since this pandemic, we haven't managed to fundraise. And now we're struggling with the resources and stuff like that. So the kids where they live, their house is on a three acres of land. So we've got enough land for them to farm, to sustain themselves. But now we have put the borehole. We have managed to put the solar power on the borehole. But now the borehole that we have got is now run out of water. So now we're appealing for people to help us and donate towards drilling another new borehole, because if we don't have a borehole, that means we can't sustain those kids. And for the past year, since this pandemic started, we haven't managed to fundraise at all, because it's not allowed to have any events for starters. And secondly, most people are not working. So it's hard for us to sustain those kids. So the only thing that we're really appealing for is to have our own borehole. When we've got our own borehole, we can farm that land. And right now what we have, we've got onions and we've got some vegetables, which now, because the water is dried up and we can't be using council water because it's 3 acres of land, we don't have enough resources or even to be able to farm. And it's illegal anyway to water such garden with so much water.
Mm-hmm. So what are you looking at?
We've managed to get a surveyor to see how much what we need to get another borehole. So apparently, to be on the safe side, we need to dig about 70 to 80 meters down. So now they are saying, okay, ace borehole drilling, they've offered to drill us for 30 meters for free. So now we need to do the other 40 to 50 meters down. So we're looking at about 1,500 if 30 meters have been dug. So we're appealing for just $1,500. If any borehole companies or any companies who are willing to donate, we don't necessarily need money. But if we can find a borehole company that can drill the whole lot, that would be great. If not, whoever, companies, individuals, organizations, we just need to get some water. When we've got water, we promise we're not going to be begging, because there is no point. We'll have resources to make money out of the land that we've got and the water that we'll have by then.
And right now we know that you've been seriously affected by COVID-19, right? In terms of fundraising, you've been using your own resources.
Yes, we've been using our own resources. Like right now, every month I have to part, minimum I can part with four. From my own salary, I'm parting about $700 each month to try. I'm not the only one. So other people have to put some of their monies as well, which is not, some of our members, like our committee staff are not even working as well. So those few that are still working, we have to make sure, because guys, we have got a situation in Zimbabwe. For starters, schools are not schools anymore. We are looking at a situation where in the next 10 years, we'll have so many illiterate children. Last year, they did go to school for 9 months. And after 9 months, then now, they meant to go back to school. Now they are not at school again. So it's kind of, we're thinking these kids can't even, a form four can't even construct an English sentence. Then now, this is the situation. We're trying to reach those few. Okay, those few that we've got, we're not going to do much. I know that. But those few that we can manage to say, okay, this child could have been nobody, but now they are somebody because we managed to get them to get just some level of education where they can sustain themselves. Even if they can go to Form 4, they can write and read a manual. That would have been something. But if not, if we can manage to... If we've got water, I think like we've got one who started university, she is in his first year at NUST. We're hoping with by the end of it, maybe he can help somebody else, because he knew that without the Mopane Foundation, they might not have gone to wherever they might reach in their life. And by then, what we expect from them, that then to look back and say, okay, somebody help me. I should help somebody as well. So that's all we're asking for, that people can donate and get these just few. And we never know where we might end up. We might end up having some land at some point in time, and they've got resources to start their own, and even those who are not really good academically, and to start something for themselves.
Then how do people reach you?
My number is a UK number. It's 4474508-7082.
Can I repeat that number? Yes, go ahead. Repeat it. Slowly.
44, that's the code, 74502870082. On Facebook, Nomsane Evani, or alternatively, you go to Mopane Foundation International Facebook page and message there, somebody will respond to you.
There you are, marvelous. I think many Zimbabweans are doing a lot of work, and sometimes they're facing these problems of raising money. So it's a very, very critical area there.
Yes, that's very true, Gibbs. Apotanga tukunzwa mwe mudzimai arikuita mabasa ekubatsira vamwe veruzhinji, saka varikutaura ivo kuti pari zvino varikutambudzika panyaya yemvura, varikuda kuti vachere mugodhi, saka ndo zvanga arikutaura ipo.
So kunjalo ke, marvelous. I think we can switch over now and go to Zambia, where we've got Vusumo Sifile of the Pinos Institute of Southern Africa. So I had an interview with him. Let's listen to what he's saying about what's going on today in Zambia. Here we go.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. So, Baba Sifile, I was telling you, Dr. Gamtanje, ule funeral ogwenziwa okakhawundi Sikhumbuzo. Uhamba njani kona?
Liqiniso namhla kule sikhumbuzo sika Mnumzana Kenneth David Kaunda owayengumongameli wakuqala weZambia ekhululekileyo. So bekulomkhosi omkhulu sibili oyenzelwe endaweni ye-Showgrounds, ngathi indawo lapho kwenzelwa khona ezombukiso efana ne-trade fair yethu koBulawayo.
Bekulabo bani khonapho? Sizokuthola lo mongameli Emerson Mnangagwa ubekhona.
Hayi, umnangagu bekhona, nabanye nje abakhokheli bamazwe atshiyeneyo, like abakhokhelo owayekwele South Africa, Malawi, Kenya, Angola, ngathi amazwe amaningi sibili nje abakhokheli bawe bekhona. Ngingaqala ukuba bala bonke singalala khona pasiloko siba.
Abanye ke akade bebiziwe ngabantu abanjani?
Ngathi abanye akade bebiziwe nje ngabantu abahloniphekayo, abanye nje laba abaphathekileyo kwezombusazwe. Ngisibone abaningi ngathi abambalwa abakhokhela amabandla aphikisayo khonapha eZambia. Ngathi sikubone enibananzeleleyo khona umnumzana Peter Sinkambo Green Party, ngingabona lo othiwa nguShon Tembo. kodwa ke kuke kwaba lokukhonona ekuseni ngoba okhokheli banje likhulu eliphikisayo ele United Party for National Development umnumzana Hakainde Hichilema yena ukukhanya ubenganxuswanga ngoba elokhuzeni esikhumbuzweni lesi bekungaphongukungena nje bekuhanjwa ngokunxuswa ade kumele uthole ikhadi elisuka kuhulumende. So yena umnumzana Hichilema khanye ubenganxuswanga kwasokusiba lokukhonona okukhulu ukuthi kanti kambe njengoba ngakungcwatshwa umuntu kakhulu umuntu omdala kangaka abantu kumele bake bakhohlwe ngezinto eziwaxabanisayo bake bakhohlwe ngokuba yehlukanisayo bazame ukuthi labo bakhale ndawonye. Kodwa-ke kwasokusiba nokusola ukuthi kanti ibandla le-Patriotic Front lohulumende ukhokhelwa ngumnumzana Edgar Lungu bakwenzeleni lokho. Kwathi-ke kunjalo kulokukhonona yaphonga ukukhanya sivumbulukile incwadi ebenxusa umnumzana Hichilema. So kodwa-ke uthi uze wayithola la vele isikhumbuzo sona lesiqala ngabo-10 kumbe uyithole ngama-11 asazive angisizwanga kodwa sibone sibonakala kuma-social media ukuthi hhayi incwadi ibikhona kuthi uthi nje bivaka ku-envelope engayisiyo kumbe asazi ukuthi uyokuhambe njani. So kodwa-ke sasesibona-ke izithombe ezakhena umnumzana Hichilema etshengisa ukuthi ugcine ehlulekile nokuya e-showgrounds wagcina esebukela la ku-TV esendlini kwaba yinhlanhla ngoba la magetsi hayi namhla kawahambanga. So hayi kusho ukuthi ubukele kuhle sibili.
Yes, ngathi ke ukhawunda yena ungcwatshwa ngeviki ezayo akusitshele ngamafutshane ngakhonokho.
Ye so uba ukhawunda ungcwatshwa ngeviki ezayo ngolwesithathu mhla ka-7 so uzangcwatshelwa endaweni okuthiwana yi-Embassy Memorial Park yindawo nje inkundla vele iZambia engcwaba khona bonke abomongameli ababe ngomongameli. So ngathi waqala so abangcwatshwe khona so far kulo mnumzana Frederick Chiluba, Levi Patrick Manawasa, Michael Sata. So kutho ukuthi laye ubaba uKhawunda useza kuyangena khona ngala abe ngowesine. So sikesezwa nje amahungahunga angilabufakazi lapha kukhuluma nje kuphela ukuthi yena ubaba uKhawunda kusho ukuthi isifiso sakhe esikuzwa kusuka ebantwaneni labazukulu bakhe kwakuyukuthi ngabe uyabekwa eceleni komkakhe umama uBeth Khawunda yena nje laye wasithiye iminyaka emilutshwane esanda kwedlula. Kodwa uhulumende wasebona kungaba nzima ngoba isimiso esikhona ngesokuthi wonke ongupresident kumbe wakwaba ngumongameli kumele angcwatshelwe e-Embassy Memorial Park. So yikho-ke lapho okuke kwangani kulokhu khona wona kusho ukuthi kodwa bacine bekhulumisene kwaba lokuzwisisana useza kuyangcwatshwa khona e-Embassy Lokuzen Park.
Yeah. Yeah, marvelous. That is Mr. Moses Sifile. He is in Zambia. You know, he works for the Panos Institute of Southern Africa. Maybe we can bring in Mr. David Siampondo to discuss this issue concerning Zambia's former president.
Vasiampondo, munoona sei tinoona kuti Zambia anasi yanga ichiremekedza vaimbo vamutungamiri wenyika iyi vaKenneth Kaunda.
Well, chiitiko chinofadza uye chiitiko chinosuwisa panguva imwe chete. Tikatarisa vaKenneth Kaunda ndo vamwe vevatana vatinotarisira vatanga takatarisira kuti vachange vachipanga mazano kune maleaders anenge ari achatevera kuburikidza neexperience yavo mukurwira rusununguko rweAfrica. Tingati vakaunda mumwe wevanhu vatingati mapan-africanist vakaita pioneer the liberation struggle kana kuti vakaita kuti kurwirwa kwerusununguko munyika dzakasiyana-siyana dziri muAfrica kunge kuchiwanikwa kuchienderera mberi uye kuzvitonga kuzere kwenyika dzakasiyana-siyana kunge kuchibudirira. So chiitiko chinotirwadzei kuti vatana vedu vatinenge takatarisira kuti vatipange mazano vari kutorwa vari kubva pakati pedu nenzira yerufu. But chinhu chakanaka zvekare kuti tiri kuona nyika dzakasiyana-siyana. Zambia ine vatungamiriri venyika nevemapato vakazivisa vakakoka waka itambatra pamwe mkuchema nekupa remekeza kugamba guru mkontinenti yedu ya Afrika. Izu zinotipa mcherechezo kuti tinofarira kunge tichinzwirana uye tichifamba mumatsiko avakatisira iwo vatungamiri wedu vakaita sana baba Kenneth Kaunda.
Thank you very much and stay on the line. So I also spoke to Swile in English. Let's listen to this interview. Mr. Swile, we see that there was a memorial service for the late Kenneth Kaunda, who is the former Zambian president. So what happened today?
Yes, thank you, Pratip. Yeah, today there was a memorial service for Zambia's first Republican president, Dr. Kenneth David Kaunda, who passed away last month and will be buried next week on Wednesday. So today was basically a memorial service, which was attended by dignitaries drawn from across Zambia and from across the world. We had a number of senior government officials, senior ruling party officials from within Zambia, and some opposition party members. We also had a number of leaders of neighboring countries. We had the, of course, we had President Emmerson Mnangagwa. He was part of the dignitaries who were at the memorial service. And earlier we saw images of him signing the book of condolences. We also had people like the president of Malawi, Dr. Chakwera, the president of Kenya, the president of South Africa, Angola, and quite a number of neighboring countries were well represented at the highest level. But of course, there was some unpleasant situation earlier in the day when I think word started going round that the leader of the main opposition party, the United Party for National Development, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, was not invited to the memorial service. As you know, in our African culture, funerals are places, are spaces where usually even people put aside their disagreements, they put aside their differences to focus, especially when you have a towering figure like Dr. Kaunda. But unfortunately or regrettably, that was not the case in Zambia when they were doing the invitations for the memorial service, because it was strictly by invitation. Mr. Hichilema was not invited. And when there was a public outcry, when there were, I think, widespread complaints, somehow it turned out that no, he had actually been invited, but the invitation had just been misplaced. And unfortunately, I think it was found when it was already too late to deliver it to Mr. Hichilema. So we saw some images of Mr. Hichilema, or like HH as he is popularly known here, watching or following the proceedings on TV at his place of residence.
And basically, we know that Dr. Kenneth Kaunda will be laid to rest next week. Briefly, what's going to happen next week?
Yes, Dr. Kaunda is going to be laid to rest next week on Wednesday. He's going to be buried at a place called the Embassy Memorial Park. This is a burial site that is it's a specifically designated burial site for all the current and former presidents of the Republic of Zambia. So any person who once occupied the presidency in Zambia, when they pass away, they are supposed to be buried at the Embassy Park. So far, we have, I think, about three heads, former heads of state who are buried there. We have Dr. Frederick Titus Jacob Chiloba, Dr. Levi Patrick Manawasa, and Mr. Michael Chilufiasad. So, meaning Dr. Kaunda is going to be the fourth former head of state to be buried at the Memorial Park. But maybe just to state that I think it was widely understood that Dr. Kaunda's wish was for him to be buried at his farm in the State Lodge area, where his wife, his late wife, Mama Betty Kaunda, was buried. I think it's his desire, his wish, according to reports that we have seen, was for him to be buried next to his wife. But we, of course, I have to censor myself so that I don't misinform your audience and I don't use your platform to spread unverified information, because I have not independently verified some of the claims. But yeah, we have heard that there was some like maybe misunderstandings or dispute in terms of where he is going to be buried, but eventually the option of burying him at the Embassy Memorial Park prevailed.
Wilson Moses, really, thank you so much. So that is Mr. Wilson Moses Phyllis Banda, who is the Executive Director of the Panos Institute for Southern Africa. He has been in Zambia for a very long time. So he was briefing us there, marvelous, about what is going on in Zambia. So apparently he says, it seems as if Mr. Hichilema's invitation disappeared and reappeared. You know, these opposition parties and the ruling government. There's always that kind of, you know, that kind of friction. So it happens everywhere, right?
Yes, I guess, you know, the cat and mouse kind of situation. It does happen, yes, you're right.
Yes, so now maybe let's go to Mr. Siampondo and have his take on, you know, Mr. Kaunda will be laid to rest near his colleagues. Here we're talking about Levi Manoansa and others, you know, who occupied that seat of the presidency. What's your take on that kind of, you know, move to lay him to rest there?
Well, I think it's a historical mark that is being put there by interring him amongst his fellow leaders or the presidents of Zambia. So it's a big mark and an indelible one within the history of Zambia. And it shows as well that there's a culture of remembrance that they would want to keep the Zambians with. So whoever is going to look into the history of Zambia by visiting those areas and just maybe equivalent to our heroes, Eka, though we are having issues with it as Zimbabweans, you will see that that's a very good practice, and it brings that collective identity between various citizens of a particular country. By having your leaders interred at the same place, you can just visit them at any particular time that you want to maybe catch up with the history. So to me, it's one, it's an embodiment of unity, and also just as a preservation of history.
Mm-hmm. Munoona sei kuradzikwa kwa Kenneth Kaunda vari panzvimbo yakaradzikwawo vamwe vatingati magamba imomo muZambia vakashaya ivo vasati vashaya.
Zvinotipa mucherechedzo wekubatana kunenge kuripo pakati pezvizvarwa zvevana vekuZambia, and also zvinoti pa kuti tinzwisise kana kuti kupama vana veZambia kunzwisisa nhoroondo yavo. Mm-hmm. Nekuti kana vakuda kushanyira nzvimbo saizvozvo aya atinoti educational tourism, muchaona kuti vanenge vachiona nhoroondo yenyika yavo yakaungana panzvimbo imwe chete. Nekuti kana maleaders avo kana vatungamiriri vavo vachinge vachiradzikwa panzvimbo imwe chete, zvinoita kuti nhoroondo yavo inge yakachengetedzeka zvekare panzvimbo imwe chete. Nekuti kana zvotsanangudzwa nokududzirwa muri panzvimbo ipapo, munenge muchitoona namaziso kuti uyu arera apa ndinhenge akatungamira panguva yakati neyakati zvichienda zvakadaro. So kwandiri inini wani mucherechedzo wekuti nhoroondo yavo inenge yakachengeteka, and zvekare kumucherechedzo wekubatana kunenge kwakaita nyika iyoyo kuti hapaite mapitse, hapaitwe mangange ekuti uyu woendepi, uyu woendeswa kupi, asi mucherechedzo weunity pandiri nini kana nichizviona.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
And finally, so Mr. The late president of Zambia is going to be buried next week on Wednesday, and this is going to be a private ceremony. You know, some people are saying, you know, this is a big guy and people are supposed to be there, you know, dancing, ululating, and remembering the great guy. So, you as an African guy, you know, What do you think about that kind of thing happening? Private ceremony for a president, former president?
Yeah, somehow it's abnormal, but we don't know the reasons, or I haven't been much aware of the reasons which were proffered by the family or even the government, why they have decided to make it a private ceremony. If it's on COVID, I'm not quite sure that would be plausible. But if it's something which is outside COVID regulations, I think it's quite unfortunate that if we look at Kaunda, he's a larger than life kind of a character. And for us to accord him a private burial to someone who was not a private person, but a more public person, and he's not only Zambian, he's African, and he is a statesman. So we have to accord each and every African and anyone who is interested in Pan-Africanism a chance to see him, to be part of burial, and have some understanding and knowledge of how he was interred and all that stuff, because we would want to have memories of him as Africans. As a Zimbabwean, I think he's someone who stood up for a lot of injustices that even liberated myself and my country. So I must be, or I think it was supposed to be opened up for everyone, just to have those lasting memories of the old men and the old statesmen.
And we know funerals are just that, you know, somebody can prefer not to have that kind of a public kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So now, let's part with, you know, this guy who is in Bulawayo, who is actually saying a lot about COVID-19. He was talking to Ezra Jesus Panda. Here we go.
Kodwa kumele kube ukuthi thina abantu sisebenzisane le government ekuthini singakabe le information engayisiyo.
Right, Mabela, so that is Mr. Desmond Dini. He works with so many artists in Zimbabwe. So I think on that note, we end our show here. We wish to thank our guests this evening. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gift to Wesayne. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And this is Marvelous Nhlanganya.